your questions. So we're going to be back momentarily, folks. I can talk for the benefit of the IT guys. We're all good to get started. Okay. Let me give me a 1, 2, 3 guys, and I will start whenever. Yep. A little too fuzzy, maybe a little bit too far away. Should we zoom a little bit more too? Yeah, camera one, right. Got fuzzy again. That looks better.
Okay.
Okay.
Countdown.
Let's do it.
Start in 3, 2, 1.
Cryptocurrencies. How can you lawfully pay the least amount of income taxes possible on cryptocurrency? Guaranteed. That is what this presentation will answer for you, my friends. And Peyman Mottahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. I'm going to get right to this very important question, but let me warn you, I'm going to only rely on IRS's website, other official government websites like that of House of Representatives, and the U.S. Supreme Court to give you the answers straight from the official websites of the government. So here we go. Let's go to the IRS's 1040 U.S. Individual Income Tax Return Form for year 2020. Here's a problem, folks. In your 2020, a new question has been added here that says, at any time during 2020, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency? And it requires you to answer a yes or a no. This is the first time this question has been added and made part of the 1040 form. What are you going to do about answering this question? It's a very critical new question dilemma, because you have to answer this under oath, okay? First of all, let me just share this with you. IRS relies on you, folks. IRS is based upon bluff. According to the IRS, two of the most recent IRS commissioners, they're mostly bluff. So you need to understand what these two commissioners, the IRS, have told you, okay? Let's go back to our screen. If you go to our website at livefreenow.org, and then you go down on the Education Materials tab to the IRS's Mostly Bluff and open that link in a new tab, you will see there the IRS's Mostly Bluff page. Folks, our website is the source of answers for you, okay? Let me just quickly show you this right here. These two former IRS heads commissioners, Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati, prove that the IRS is 99% bluff. And what they say, basically, that the IRS has absolutely relied on you voluntarily agreeing to be a tax slave by filing a 1040 income tax confession forms and admitting you owe them dollars, including the cryptocurrency question. There's more on this page, but I want to show you another important page here. So you understand, is if you go there under Education Materials to the eye-opening education page, open that link in a new tab, you get here. Here, you see the problem is that 1040 form that the IRS gave you, this page, folks, okay? If you go down on page 2, you'll see in tiny font. Look at this, folks. Sign here on the left is big. You see on the left, sign here. But next to that is this small font under penalty of perjury statement. What does that mean, under penalty of perjury, to declare that everything on this form is true, correct, and complete to the best of your knowledge? What it means is, look at this. Let's blow it up first. Ah, now you can see what the 1040 form says. It means throw me in prison if everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete. Read the red area, folks, on the right of the screen. Okay? You are swearing things under oath that is true, correct, and complete. So if you don't want to put the rope around your neck that you lied on the form, okay, you don't have cryptocurrency, even though the IRS cannot find cryptocurrencies. You know, with all the computers they got, they cannot. That's a bunch of lies and propaganda on media. They broke Bitcoin. They can find your Bitcoin transactions. Not true. Okay? So let's go to the IRS's 1040 form. IRS.gov. Okay, the instructions on 1040 form, we're going to go down to page 17. It's very revealing, folks. Look at this. On the third column, last column on the right, on page 17, what does the IRS 1040 instruction booklet tells you? If you received any virtual currency as compensation for services or disposed of any virtual currency that you held for sale to customers in a trade or business, you must report the income as you would report on other income of the same type, right? Look at this. The key word is what? If you receive any cryptocurrency in a trade or business. Only in a trade or business. See, then you must report the income on the 1040 form. See? So we have to look at the form trade or business, see what it means. We're going to look it up right now. I'm warning you, be ready for the shock of your life because your brain is going to go blow up to what you see when be unbelievable, but it is the law. We're going to go to the website of the United States House of Representatives. On the top left, the seal is right there. On the top center, Office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code. This is the lawyers of the U.S. House of Representatives at their website, official website, publish all the federal laws of the general and permanent laws of the United States. Here it is. It's there for everybody to read and follow correctly from the official source. Lawyers of the U.S. House of Representatives, uscode.house.gov. We search online on this website. You can just put 26 space USC 7701 and you get this. What is this thing? Well, folks, all the federal tax laws are 54 categories. Category 26 is on Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. This is my personal copy, two of them I got, okay? The Internal Revenue Code, as you can see, folks, is tissue thin paper, tiny font, very long, okay? Very explicit definitions are here that we must follow to the T to not be in trouble with the law, right? So here it is, section 7701. See, I looked up online. It says from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. And here it is, Chapter 79, Definitions. And it defines all kind of things. It says, when used in this title, what title? Title 26, the book I just showed you, right? The Internal Revenue Code. Okay? And it defines all the stuff like person and all kind of obvious terms that do not need to defining but you and me, but according to government, they do. We're going to go down from this A1 to A26. I'm going to jump down. Look at this A26. They define the word trader business. Just above, they define the term tax court. Look at that, folks. You know, the term trader business includes the performance of the functions of the public office. Yes, it's performance of the functions of public office. Mm-hmm. And you thought you being in a printer, construction contractor, computer programmer, insurance agent, you know, you have some kind of business of yours that you involve the trade or business. All is performance of functions of public office. By the way, not performance of functions of public office in Egypt, Japan, or France, in the United States, which that definition we'll get to later on, the United States, is not what you think either. But the important thing is these definitions are binding. It does not mean that the performance of functional United States this year, trade or business, includes your business and function of the Federal Public Office. No, it means really it is only performance of functional public office. That's incredible. I know, but look at this. Supreme Court tells us that. This is the United States Supreme Court case in 1999. Of Fenberg versus Carhart. Okay, it was decided June 28, 2008, from the Supreme Court's website, officially at supremecourt.gov. Right? Let's go down to the relevant part of this court case, where the court tells us this very important warning about understanding legal laws. When a statute or law includes an explicit definition. I'm going to zoom out a little bit more to make it a little bit bigger for you guys, okay? To make it a little bit more readable for you guys. Yeah, that's better. Here we go. When a statute or law made by a legislature, like Congress, includes an explicit definition. What kind of explicit definition? Like here. Trade or business includes performance of the functions of a public office. Includes only that, right? A specific thing only, right? In this case, the court says that we, the judges, on all of us, must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. See, the ordinary meaning, the term trade or business that we think involves your business as a small businessman, does not apply. We have to go by the official definition that trade or business in tax laws means performance of the functions of public office. The court further tells us, and by this other court case of Meese versus Keene, that it says it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, something defined in statutes by legislatures like Congress of the United States, excludes unstated meanings of that term. Yes. It excludes, folks, a small business owner. It is obvious that's the case. It is important that we get that. It excludes what's not there. So again, when you see includes function performance of the functions of a public office, it excludes you as a small business owner or contractor of some kind. I told you, you'll be shocked. Deny. But we all have to follow the law as written by Congress and as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court, right? That's what I'll teach you at Freedom Law School. Our website, libfreenow.org, is a source for all kind of amazing, truthful information that will free you from the law as written by government and as interpreted by the Supreme Court, okay? And you can see on the website. So let's continue. I have another Supreme Court case here of Gould versus Gould, which is critical to help you understand this issue. It's a November 9, 1917 court case. Here is what this court case says in a unanimous Supreme Court case. All of the court justices said this. In the interpretation, which means understanding, okay, of statutes or laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. So in other words, in the understanding of laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule, well-known rule, not to extend their provisions, not to extend provision of tax laws, not to extend the tax laws by implication. There's no taxing by implication. Taxes must be very specifically laid out. They cannot be, you know, extended tax laws beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the language clearly specifically says, or to enlarge their operation, enlarge the operation of the tax laws, thus to embrace, to include matters for taxing not specifically pointed out. There is no taxing by implication, okay, to include things that are not specifically pointed out. The Supreme Court said by unanimous decision that's unconstitutional. Well-established rule. So, again, when you look at the word trade or business, you think that includes you as a small business owner? It does not. Okay? It includes only performance of function of a public office like a federal bureaucrat, soldier, post office worker, judge, congressman, those kind of people, okay? Not you, the average small business owner, any average American, period. Let's continue with the Supreme Court case, folks, of Gould versus Gould. The court tells us something very important here about doubt. If you doubt payment, folks, if you doubt me, in case of doubt, folks, you're not sure, guess what? Supreme Court says these doubts, they are construed, should be interpreted or understood most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Got it, folks? That's it. Case closed. Shut. There's no doubt. Any doubt is most strongly goes against the government. The power to tax. There's no applying. Got it? These definitions are crucial. So, I don't care if you work as a W-2 employee, you think, independent contractor, salesman, have your own business, someone sent 1099s about you, investor, you know, only, cap short-term, long-term capital gains, it doesn't matter. You are not doing this in performance of federal public office functions. Let's go back as we see again on the IRS form, right? What did it tell us? The IRS form tells us that if you receive any virtual currency as compensation for services or dispose of any virtual currency that you held for sale to customers in a trade or business, in performance of functions of federal public office is talking about, you must report the income. That's the only time performing functions of public office. You're not involved with that. It's not part of your trade, part of your performing function of federal public office. It doesn't apply to you. For example, if a congressman pays his congressional aid with cryptocurrency, that's taxable. Okay? That's the example of that, how that applies. Now, let's go continue, folks. From the Supreme Court case to the word United States. Here, we're going to go under the website of Congress, Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, to definitions, again, 7701, when used in this title, Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. Now, I'm going to tell you, show you something amazing. You're not going to want to believe it. I'll show you. Then I'll refer you to other videos for more proof. Look at this. They define all kind of terms here, and domestic, foreign, fiduciary. Look at this. They define the term United States. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, that's what we want to know. Your geographical area that the United States includes, right? It tells us includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Now, how about the word state? They don't mention 50 states here at all. The term state shall be construed to include, really, it should say only the District of Columbia, because the 50 states are not listed there. The 50 states are not listed there. We just covered that by the Supreme Court case of Stemmick versus Carhart. It excludes unstated meanings of that term. And Supreme Court tells us, if you have a case of any doubt, it goes most strongly against the power of the government to tax, right? So the 50 states are not included in the definition of word state. So the whole United States, it's Washington, D.C., plus Washington, D.C., which is still the same, the District of Columbia. Yes. So the Internal Revenue Code, folks, applies to primarily written for Washington, D.C., and things related to Washington, D.C. I don't want to keep you on this video longer than necessary. I'm just going to guide you to the videos you need to go to further educate yourself on this issue. So in summary, you are not a person required to fill out the 1040 form or answer this question at all, because you're not involved in the trade or business. This question that they have for you, let's go back up, about cryptocurrency on the 1040 form. This is not for you to answer at all, because this entire form is not even for you, folks. We're going to cover how this form 1040 is not for you. The minimal tax for you is zero unless you're involved in the trade or business. In that case, you should list it there. For further education on this topic, go to our YouTube channel, okay? Freedom Law School YouTube channel. We're going to be going, we're going on the Gab and other alternative platforms to put our videos out there. You can find us there also if you want to, Gab TV. But here we go. Look at this, folks. Watch these two videos I have on this page. I got them all open for you right now. The first one was on May 28, 2020, called Attention, Cryptocurrency Users, Investors, and Exchanges Be Free of Virus Control. Here you see we talk about a 1099 form that they sent out about cryptocurrency paid to you by, you know, Gemini, Coinbase, all these exchanges illegally. You'll see why, as published by government or websites. And this other video, okay, here we go again. This was streamed live May 28, 2020. Cryptocurrency users and credit card merchants, why most 1099 case stitch reports are incorrect. So these will give you more information about all this. Also remember, you want to go to front page of our website, livefreenow.org. And if you haven't already, be sure to watch this 9-minute video right here, which is the best introduction to the truth regarding the lawful nature of the federal income tax. 9 minutes long, okay? When you click on that, folks, watch it. Then you click on YouTube symbol here on the bottom right, takes you to a short playlist. You see on your right-hand side, after this 9-minute video. On the right-hand side, there's going to be 5 more short videos that you want to watch. Also, each of the videos in the description gives you a link to a full, more detailed version of these videos if there's one available. Okay? So watch the full video about this topic also later on, my friends. Okay? And that will start your journey to freedom. Bottom line is this, folks. They use fear against you. False evidence appearing real. That's fear. Deception. To keep you from not looking further at this. This is amazing. It's too good to be true. Too good to be true. Because we were kept in a dark ignorance. We could not find and read laws on the internet so easily until the laws became available while on the internet just in the last few years for free from official government sources. Now we can see the emperor wears no clothes. You have a choice. Remain a slave because it's convenient. You've done it in years. I'd like to take this chain off, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid to take it off. I better just keep doing, file the 1040 confession forms, pay the income tax, because I'm afraid to free myself. Take the yoke off. Folks, your love of truth is the key to you finding freedom. If you let their satanic fear-mongering stop you from further studying, you'll be a slave in fear of the corona hoax. If I don't get the vaccine, I'll die. I got double mask. You know, I'm keep away from you, locked out of my house, right? All the lies and deceptions they tell you, right? But if you let your love of freedom keep looking and searching for the truth. Now you are on your way, on your road to freedom. What you want to do again, folks, go to our website, livefreenow.org. Go under Education Materials tab. These educational tabs are there to give you great, easy-to-understand information. Then go read the Income Tax Freedom. These are petitions to Congress to educate you and your congressman and how the federal government bureaucrats in the IRS, the lawyers in the Department of Injustice, and even judges are corrupt, ignoring the law, and the Congress can rein in and stop all that abuse of power. Write them these petitions, folks. It's your right. It's your duty. And by doing all that, folks, you'll be well on your way to freedom. And don't be afraid again, folks. If you need some support, if you feel you cannot do it alone, you don't have to go to it alone. Freedom Law School here to assist you. Look, we even have a program called the Royal Freedom Package on the front page that will help you if you lawfully following the laws published by government on their own official websites. Stop filing and paying U.S. income tax with our Royal Fear Package. Folks, I will guarantee, folks, Field Moscow will guarantee that IRS will be kept from levying your money for minimum 7 years. Or, guess what? Field Moscow will reimburse you for $1 million. So that is there for those of you who are more interested in that. Is there? Click on that for more information. By the way, but all of you folks, what you ought to do, by the way, I'd like to pay you for telling other people about us, $4,500 for each referral. Click on a link here or the video there. Tells you more about that. And be sure to get your free freedom education package. Sign up on our website. And right here, get started below. And by doing that, folks, you'll get education material emailed to you and U.S. mail to you at no charge. Fill out the information here on the right side. Click on the gold bar right here. And no matter when we get censored, out of these high-tech platforms, you will be in touch with us. And we'll give you all the support you want. Do it on your own or with our support. Doesn't matter. It is your decision, my friends. So I hope you let yourself have the opportunity to further study this material at livefreenow.org and find your way to be free once again, like you were born and meant to be. How long was that about?
29 minutes.
That was 30 minutes. So I'm going to have to do a very short version of this, folks. Just to add on this thing. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go to this. And let's see. And to this. Okay. Let's see. Actually, I'm going to open up this second page of this. We'll start momentarily, folks. I will take your questions in just a moment, folks, about this or any other freedom topic that you want to know more about. So here we are. Okay. Okay. All right, give me a minute time, guys, okay? Let's do it. Cryptocurrencies. How can you lawfully pay the least possible income taxes on it? I will show you right now, folks. Follow me. My name is Payman Motahede. I founded Freedom Law School in 1996 to help you live free. Let's go to to IRS's website at the 1040 Income Tax Return Booklet. Here it is, 1040 form. There's a new question added here in 2020 to the 1040 form, which asks you, at any time during 2020, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency? And they want you to answer yes or no, folks. You must answer this question. And the problem is, this question you answer is going to have to be under oath. Yes. Here's the signature line. Sign here. It says under penalties of perjury. I'm going to make that bigger for you, as you see right here. Under penalty of perjury, it means this, which means throw me in prison if everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete. You have to either pay the maximum amount that the IRS expects you to pay or not answer a question. But if you don't answer a question, you make yourself a target. Why do you not answer a question, yes or no? Maybe we should target him. You don't want to do that. Okay, but you don't want to fill out the form and make a mistake, you don't pay all the taxes, what can you do? Let's go back to our screen. You have to look up these definitions because according to IRS's own instruction form, this applies only to those who are involved in a trade or business. And who are those people? Trade or business, according to the federal tax law, is those people that are involved in performance of functions of federal public office. And these definitions, folks, are binding. Yes, they exclude things that are not in the term. That's right. This is according to the Supreme Court of the United States. And the Supreme Court has also said, if you have any doubt, it goes against the government power to tax, folks. Bottom line is, the best way to pay the least taxes, 1040 form, not to fill it out at all. Don't put the form rope around your neck to hand it on the ledge for the IRS to pick on. Pay him zero completely. To find out more detail on this topic, watch the full video. Description is on the link below. also a card will come up above. Click on that if you prefer, and that will take you to a longer, more detailed explanation why the only safe way to pay the least possible income tax on cryptocurrency is to pay zero by not filing the 1040 form at all, by following the laws I showed you on government's official website, state the law for you. Watch it and live free. Okay. Let's go to your questions now. All right. Let's see if we get questions on that orally, guys. Let's put the online. Anybody has questions live, we'll answer them. Somebody sent for a question. Oh, okay. We take your questions, folks. You can email to us also if you, and I can read them on here if you want to. Yep, I see somebody, Aziz from New York, got a letter from the New York Department of Taxation and Finance, who says, we have not received your New York state income tax return for each year shown below. Okay. Okay, and it says, all records indicate you earn income taxable to New York but and may be required to file in New York state income tax returns for the years above, years 2015 and 16. Okay, what to do next? The form says within 30 days from the date of this letter, which is dated April 21, 2021. Well, 30 days has gone by, but this form is not that important, I think. Okay, and well, it doesn't tell you a lot more. And Aziz, my friend, you forgot to send me the rest of the letter. It's not one page. I know these letters are always, yes.
Aziz did not forget to send it. I just
pinch that for me, please. Well, discuss it with him, okay. So I'll go over the second and third page, if any, in a minute. But let me tell you this. This is just a phishing letter asking you, expecting that you, Aziz, file the New York state tax form on your own. New York income tax law is based upon federal tax law. If you're not required to file and pay federal income tax, you're not required to file and pay New York state income tax. So if you in any way contact them, write them, you just changed this whole thing from a dumb computer automatically send you a letter, dumb computer generated letter, to now you call them or wrote them a letter and ask for an actual human being to be in touch with you and follow up with you. Yes, you actually ask for a human being to follow up with you by calling them or write them. So being afraid and doing that is the worst thing that you can do. Okay. And the second page, of course, in there they say if you're required to file, file. If you're not required to file, tell us why. Well, these guys will not accept, you know, this stuff because they're crooks. They are thieves, Bolshevik, Marxist, communist, socialists. They believe they know better what's good for you. They're your slave masters in the communist plantation. They want your money to control you for your own good, of course. They will not listen to law. They're lawless. So if you write to them, they're going to come after you with an official tax proposal. This letter has no teeth anyways. So the best response to this letter is no response. But the thing is, do not wait until you get in trouble, my friend. Okay? What you want to do is start preparing yourself. And that's what people forget to do. Be sure to go to our website at livefreenow.org. Start educating yourself with these videos and under our education materials. There's a lot of good stuff here, and even in our blog, there's more there. Be sure to read income tax freedom petitions to Congress and send them by certified mail to your congressman. Yes, this lays out your foundation of freedom, and you take an action to end this kind of robberies before the IRS comes after you for a lot more money. Any other questions, guys? Okay. We have one question. We have a call from area code 862. It's a caller for your privacy, no last name. Only give me your first name and tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then ask your question, please. Are you there? Call from area code 862. Yes. What is your name?
Yes, my name is Gene. I'm from New Jersey.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Gene?
Yes, I got a question.
How did you hear about Freedom Law School, Gene?
Excuse me?
How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Oh, I heard through Jeff Berwick.
Very good. What's your question,
yes,
my friend?
So I'm just starting to venture in real estate investing. So I'm currently on the contract to buy my first property. So the broker offered me a property in which there's a tenant that's paying Section 8. Now, as one who hasn't filed this year any 1040 or 1099, would a Section 8 tenant affect me in any way with the IRS?
Nothing. Any more than anybody else in America working a job at Walmart or McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, I thought because since Section 8 is the government that would be paying me, I was wondering if that would affect me with any tax.
You know, actually, to be honest with you, I'll take that statement back. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay.
Probably not. Maybe. I don't know what Section 8 exactly is. I know what it is, but I've not looked it up. Section 8 of what title? Is it Title 42? What title is it? You know what about it? What title is it about? I haven't looked it up. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
so ask them, call them, call the government. Hey, Section 8 or what? I can look it up myself, I guess, just like you. Let me see. I'm going to put on the online Section 8 title housing. Well, I'm going to do right now. Let's see. Section 8. Let me do it correctly. 8. Let me slow it down. Title housing rent. Those are keywords. Let's see what title is it part of. Okay. HUD. Okay. Okay. Section 8 is from HUD. Housing and urban development. What title is it under? I'm not sure. Of the Housing Act of 1937. Okay. Never knew that. Heard about it, but I don't know what title it's part of. Okay. Does it say what part of a law is it codified or listed in? Okay. Doesn't tell you. So I'm going to do, okay. Okay. I'm going to look Section 8. Okay. I'm going to put Title 8. Say whatever. USC. Section 8, housing rent. I don't know. So I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Low-income housing, area 42 USC. 42 USC. Okay, I found it. Okay, here it is. 42 USC, Chapter 8, low-income housing. This must be it. Looks like it. Okay. Here it is. Low-income housing. Okay. Title 42. So we have to look up these definitions in this, what do they mean. Are you in Title 42 doing, what do these definitions mean? Okay. 42 USC House.gov definitions. Let's go look them up. Okay. Section 1231. This definition is there. Section 3022 definitions. Wow, look at that. Section 9601 definitions. Wow, look at that. 9902 definitions. Look at this, baby. We got a gold mine of definitions here in one title. Huh. Look at that, 2000E. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a big title. Okay? So I cannot answer it right now, my friend. I would assume at this point now, you know, you can ask them. You can ask the government, hey, am I performing function of federal public office? You know? But at this point, I cannot give you a definite answer. Sorry. If you're a post office worker, I could tell you you do have to file income tax. Soldier, you do. Federal bureaucrat. But this, I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah, because since it's a government program, you know, I'm trying to stay away from anything government related, you know, like collecting unemployment, you know, taking any government stimulus checks or anything like that. You know, stay away from anything government related. And since Section 8, it's a program where they pay the tenants' rents. Now, me as an investor and owner of the property, I will be accepting that payment from Section 8. So that's why I was asking if that would affect me in any way with the with taxes with the IRS. You know,
I would suggest get involved in renter situation. You're not dealing with government stuff.
Current
government
right.
stuff. I would prefer. Don't have to even deal with it. Okay?
Continue on that route until I'm sure.
You have to look up these definitions. I gave you these chapters online. And, you know, I don't have the time to just look up whatever, my friend. You got me curious.
Right.
I'll do some of that myself. But, you know, they all have their own it's a whole research project a little bit. Any other questions?
Okay. No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, let's see. The question Atlas says, I'm going to expatriate from the U.S. soon, but they want me to be a five-year tax compliant. Any suggestions if I'm a five-year non-compliant? Oh, yes. I have a great suggestion for you, Atlas. Okay. U.S. does not mean what you think. It does not mean the 50 states. For immigration, nationality purposes, it does mean the 50 states. But for tax purposes, it does not mean 50 states. It means only Washington, D.C. Are you a Washington, D.C. citizen? Then you are a U.S. citizen for tax purposes. And you must be five-year compliant, five-year Washington, D.C. U.S. income tax forms. If you're not, you are never a U.S. citizen, ever required to fill out the U.S. 1040 income tax confession form that you see right here, ever. You never had to fill out this form to begin with to be compliant with, so there is no need for you to leave this form, leave the U.S. citizen. See, that's the thing. They use deception. Look at this definitions they got. In fact, let's go back to my screen, what I found for him. Title 42 USC. Look, even Title 42, they have they have definitions in Section 12131, 3002, okay, 9601. That's in all Title 42, 9902. different chapters have different definitions. Section 2000E for this subchapter, look at this. So these definitions are not the same. See, this definition is for this subchapter that referred to here. This other definition they have here, okay, for this chapter. See, you are not a U.S. citizen for tax purposes. You have to leave it at all. No need to expatriate and go to Mexico or Panama or Costa Rica, some foreign place. You can be right here in America. In Florida, be free. Now, you don't have to worry about going to some neighborhood that is it safe. They don't speak English over there. You'll be right here. Everybody speaks English. All right, Atlas. Hope that helps you. When can you get the IRS code book? Somebody else asked. Online, maybe. You find a used one. You will not find them anymore. It's all online. This copy of mine is a 2006 version a friend of mine gave me. And which she didn't have a use for it. Got it from the late Urban Schiff. And I got this one myself from Urban Schiff 1999, my old original one, sorry. But believe me, the online one is better, quicker, bam, bam, bam. I use this because I tap only some of the very key procedural how-to-do sections, especially at the very back. These are how-to-do stuff. Okay, that's why the rest of it doesn't have much tabs. This is the how-to-do part at the end. So you don't worry about that. Go online, like I showed you, you'll be just fine. All right. I asked a question of Atlas. Thank you for acknowledging it. Any other questions online or by telephone? No. Okay. Now, Free Course Media got one book from Urban Schiff. Yes. Good job. You got one now online. It's even better to combine, my friend. Congratulations. So, folks, at the Red Pill Expo, I'll be speaking, folks, this coming June 5th. Go to redpillexpo.org. Yep, there is. That's the website of them. You can also go to from front page of our website. Here we go. At front page of livefreedom.org, you go down. And you see a link right here to Red Pill Expo, okay? You can click here for more details, okay? Right here for the banner, like I did, takes you there. And you can get a few tickets or you can get a discount if you call us. I got a few discount tickets at Mount Rushmore, Rapid City, South Dakota, June 5th and 6th, my friends. Hope you'll be there because a lot of great freedom speakers, 20 of them will be there, folks. Yes, some of the best freedom speakers, leaders in America, people you want to meet, you want to hear from. I'm always various freedom health areas. They are going to be there informing you and empowering you to live free. So with that, folks, I hope you'll come to the Red Pill Expo, and I get the pleasure of meeting you in person as well. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, somebody named
Chichella36. Oh, yeah. Somebody on the phone has a question. Can we hear? We'll put it on. Push one on your telephone keypad, and then we can hear you. The person with the question. Then we know we have a question. Push one on your telephone keypad. Teach them 36. Push one on your telephone keypad. That will let us know you have a question. There you go. Area code 216. What is your first name, Mr. Teach them 36?
Yeah, hey, Payman. My name is Tony. And I heard of you from Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante.
Very good. How recently did you hear about me? On how was it?
I heard about you from the Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick.
On his email or at the Anacapulco?
Oh, well, I follow him on BitChute and I used to follow him on YouTube. But, yeah, I follow his newsletter. I signed up for his emails. So possibly was from a video, but I do get his emails that direct me to Freedom Law School.
Very good. Very good, my friend. And how may I help you?
So I'm really interested in this. I've cashed out a considerable amount of crypto this year, and I was wondering, I apparently I'm not required to file a 1040. Now, if I'm looking to do a mortgage or verify income, can I do that through bank statements without a W-2? If I'm not filing,
yes.
So I filed in 2018, 19, and 20.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. Banks will not do it, and most mortgage home mortgage loan lenders will not do it, but a few smart, more experienced ones do know how to do it. You have to call around mortgage lenders that can do it based upon bank deposits, and or go on the website, what's that one that you find something online, Craigslist.com. Craigslist.com.
Okay.
Search on hard money loans or loans, and it'll come up. People advertise themselves. Hey, we give you loans with only bank deposits with our tax return, stuff like that.
So, cool. So then something like owner financing or something would be the way to go.
If you can do that, that's possible.
All right.
Too. Yes.
All right. And I was curious if I needed to move anything, if I wanted to start an LLC to protect myself from liability, do I need to do that with crypto, or do I just need to do just keep everything kind of in cold storage, offline, and kind of away out of prying eyes? Or do I need to start an LLC and move the assets into the LLC?
Look, the word need is an improper word. You don't need to do anything. You may want to do it for different reasons. It has advantages in many circumstances. Sometimes it's helpful, necessary. Sometimes it makes no difference. For example, to hold your crypto alone, you could have it be in cold storage. When you want to take it out, cash it, it can go on your bank account. You can go to an account of a limited liability company or some other entity. You know, there are various ways you can go about that. That's a more complex question. Okay? So we really need to talk about what you want to do in a private one-on-one detailed consultation so that I can really address your private questions and with more privacy, which I think you want. And to do that, what you're going to want to do, my friend, is this. Go to the front page of our website. Under Get Help Quick at livefreedom.org.
Okay.
Get Help Quick. Click on that, and it tells you I can send for a private one-on-one consultation. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah, okay, very good. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what he needs, folks, is a private paid consultation because you know he wants to discuss all this stuff in a more full detailed private setting. You know, he's done a lot of things correctly, sounds like to me. But, you know, what you want to do is do an ounce of prevention with a pound of cure. And Tony, if you got a considerable amount of crypto, you are an ideal candidate. You want to have a peace of mind. That's what our Royal Fear Package is for. Okay? That's why, you know, you're someone that can afford it. It's not a problem. You're not poor. You got the money. Okay, to give you peace of mind, here, check out the Royal Fear Package with a 7-year million-dollar guarantee. You check all this stuff out, then do a private consultation. I will answer any and all of your questions that will naturally relate and connect with each other. Any other questions, guys? Okay. Joe has a question on YouTube, says, so what do you say about those who say if you are using the SS number, you are a U.S. citizen and therefore accepting benefits and privileges, so you are contracting with them, which means you have plenty of power? I'd say that that does not make you a U.S. citizen. You may even be a U.S. citizen for Social Security purposes, but not U.S. citizens for purposes of tax purposes. So even Section 8-1, which I answered a question in person earlier, you could be a U.S. citizen for Title 8 purposes, but not for tax purposes. For every federal category of law, you may be a U.S. citizen or not. You may be from Washington, D.C. or not. The term U.S. sometimes means a federal government agency. It may be some territory of the United States and some others or not, or the 50 states or not, 50 states and some territories or not, and some agencies or not, or U.S. Department of Injustice or not. It could mean all kind of stuff. So no, those people are incorrect, my friend. I started in 1992. I was 29 years old, and I used to believe and teach some of these baseless legal theories out there. I'd be a sovereign citizen, state citizen, not a U.S. citizen, okay, created by 14th Amendment, Admiralty Yellow Finch Flag arguments, Admiralty Maritime Jurisdiction versus statutory and, common law jurisdictions. Not using zip code on your mail. Object to your name in all capital letters. That's for dead, fictional, corporate entities only. Not you, a live, breathing, sentient human being. You have to expatriate and repatriate and use Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, which is above everything else, to get back under common law and your constitutional rights. How do I know all these theories? Because like you, I also started with these baseless patriot mythologies that all over the internet out there. They're garbage. The guys that say that, they lose. It doesn't work. They go to jail, get in trouble, get you in trouble. But somebody else picks up their nonsense and passes it on. Okay? I've done it for all this life. I'm not in jail. How come? Look, I've been under criminal investigation by the IRS now for over a quarter of a century. Look at this. Here it is. Go under Field Law School of Victories. Go under Field Law School of Victories over the IRS. Open that link in a new tab. And you'll see here, the first one. Open it up. IRS investigated FLS for being a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter, but gives up. There it is. Potential fraudulent tax protester. That was in 1994. They had me under investigation for over a year, for about 18 months. The documentation's right there. Don't believe me? Here it is. It's all documented. Here it is, folks. Okay? This is the case history worksheet of Paul von Robinberg. Okay? Yeah, I'm going to zoom in for you a little bit. Yeah. See, he received, it says on the right, yellow, RECD, received case from MGR, MAJR. Look at the central, Sugary, in parentheses, CID, that's Criminal Investigation Division. You see that? You see that, Sugary, CID? That's Criminal Investigation Division. So on these pages, here we go. As you go down, and you see Sugary, every time CID, that means we're talking about yours truly, Criminal Investigation Division. And they cannot get me then or now that I'm still under, okay, criminal investigation. Look at the top right. Develop a yellow, a referral, potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. Info to CID. Criminal Investigation Division. So these guys online that you're following, do they have a track record of victory like this documented? This old? Don't rely on baseless stuff, my friend. I don't want you to lose. I want you to be free. Okay. All right. Any other questions out there? Area code 630. All right, my friend. What is your first name? How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Hello. Good evening, Pema. First name is Perry. I heard about you at the Red Pill Expo.
Perry with a P?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how may I help? Now, you heard with me from last year, 2020, when I was there, or you heard me on the website of the Red Pill Expo this year, listed as a speaker this year?
No, at the, not this year, at the Jekyll Island last year.
You met me 2020. Okay. Did we talk then at that time, Perry?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Yeah, I got your handouts and was very impressed with what you said and how you explained the Patriot mythology. So I've heard a lot of people talk about it, this and that, but none of them, I don't know, any of them talk about one little part of it, but none of them have the comprehensive knowledge of all of them that it appears you have. So, like, any of them that brought up one of them, you've already went through it, like, 10 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever. So that's why I respected your expertise on all that, which means you've done your homework and been through the ringer, and the documentation you show from the IRS then, and that's why I keep listening every week and learning more, and sent in my first set of letters to my congresspeople about a month ago, the brackets that you provided. I have not heard back from them in Illinois, so I think it's been maybe a month. We're approaching about a month, so we'll see. I guess I should send my second set of documents out then too right away, right? Because you have a number of them on the website.
Sure. Send them all. Just space them maybe a week apart or two so they don't get confused, you know, as to which letters which, you know, or which one to respond to. Just space them maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks apart perhaps.
Okay. That's where I'm at now. That was one of my questions was, do I send them all in and one time, and if those guys got 100 pages worth of letters, I don't know, maybe they start confused, some of our politicians, so I didn't want to mess it up that way. So, okay, I'm on track. I'll probably send the next set maybe regarding the withholding next.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So the nature of my question, though, today is actually I tuned in late, and I tuned in just when you were talking to Tony, and I think my question is almost identical to Tony about the mortgage. So, in having followed Jeff Berwick and the Dollar Vigilante videos and then some of the other affiliates he has, I've pursued with ECI developments and am looking at property in other countries. And they do – I don't have a lot of money. Unlike Tony, I didn't make so much on cryptos. Not yet anyway. We'll see. But there's the ability to get financing, but it's out of the country. So it's with a foreign bank. And so maybe the details don't matter too much compared to an American bank. I believe you said that most of the conventional lenders, we'll call them, a non-hard money lender, so we'll just call them conventional, most of them will not provide financing if you don't have actual tax forms that you filed. Like, you could have everything else, I have a W-2 job. They took the taxes out of my paychecks. I have all my stubs. That's all there. You know, it's all fine. I just haven't actually filed 1040s, I think, in 3 years. So, you know, if anything, I probably overpaid taxes with what they took out of my paychecks. So I'm just throwing out the concept again for foreign bank, foreign real estate, anything along those lines, if it's still the same challenge then, because I don't think Craigslist hard money lender is going to help me on that one. And
yes, they are.
I guess the other part of that is, the second part of it is, do you ever have people that just bite the bullet and file the 1040s for the past year or two or whatever it is in order to gain something else? such as, you know, financing on a property they want or something along those lines, you know, assuming they're not actually putting a noose around their neck, right? So, for example, I've already paid the taxes because my employer took them out of my paycheck. So there's not really a whole lot of downside to filing at this point, and I do gain other things. So I'm just throwing that concept out there. It's what you think of that.
You asked several questions. Let me answer one at a time. On the subject of, first of all, you know, over withholding, you know, as you see in our website, let me get you there. And what you want to do, let me zoom in a little bit more on this. You want our income tax freedom on our website. Go to free yourself from tax withholding and use that to stop giving away your money to the IRS. The instructions are there, how you stop employer from withholding and sending your money to the IRS. Videos are there. Follow them. You know, send letters to congressmen. Again, it's all included in there. So that's what you want to do. So you're not in a situation, well, gee, I already paid the money. Might as well file, get some of the money back. So you don't
have
to be in that
position. You're absolutely correct. I just didn't know about you, like, you know, 2-3 years ago. Well, you know, all these
But
years.
But what you did, and you didn't, have you contacted me since you met me almost a year ago?
No.
Had you contacted me and gone to our website, you just stopped the withholding already in second half of 2020. You know, done that. But anyhow, better late than never. At this point, stop the withholding. Okay? That is what you want. Now, the question of loans. Look, the only thing you cannot get is that 3% down payment only on your first home with a Federal Housing Administration, FHA loan. That's the only one you cannot get without a tax return. Okay? But you can get the one with the 10%, 20% down payment, regular Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, which are still government subsidized, guaranteed loans. You can guarantee a lender that you pay the artificially lowered maybe 3.5%, 4.5% interest. With the bank deposit only, you're gonna pay maybe 5%, 5.5% interest. And all depends on your credit a report also, how good of a credit you have. So you just pay a little bit more. That's all it is. If you're not having any money stolen from you by income taxes, by having withholding or sending it in, you can afford to put more down payment in the first place. And don't worry about the little benefit cheese up. Hey, you can get a little lower interest rate on your, and maybe a little lower down payment on your home mortgage loan. Take the slavery bits, okay? You know, file confession form with the IRS, be a slave. That's what they do, right? That's why I don't like people playing the whole social system, you know. So I would suggest stop the withholding, stop the stealing, look at starting your own business or something like that. And you mentioned, I think, about getting a place outside the United States.
Correct. Right, right. So it's not conventional lending here in the United States. It's
how
a foreign,
much of a house do you want to buy? How much do you have saved up to put down payment? Let me ask you that question.
My understanding, because I'm pretty early in the game here, my understanding is, let's just round numbers off, about $100,000, and you need 20% down, and that I'll be able to scratch up from a few spots. And then I think 7% interest is what it ends up being. But, you know, $80,000 at 7% for, you know, 20 years, 30 years, probably 30, something like that, in appreciating
that's
markets.
Exactly what, hold on, let me stop you right there. That's exactly what you do right here in America. It could be paid 5 or 6% rather than 7% when you put 20% down payment.
On foreign property, banks that are willing to...
On American property. You can buy property in America. Put 20-30% down, 20-30,000, and pay 5-7% interest, you know, just like they do over there from private parties.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have an existing mortgage on my primary residence. I'm just looking to expand my
horizon.
I'll get
another one over. How about you? You don't sound, how old are you?
Mid-40s.
What's that?
Mid-40s.
Mid-40s, I don't know why you'd be such a rush to do that. I was a financial planner in my 20s for 7 years. I used to sell mutual funds, insurance, and I did financial planning for people double my age. I don't see a need why people have this outside United States thing going on. Look, Jeff Berwick, he was in Mexico, but he's from Canada. It's a socialist state, cold freezing butts, okay? And they don't go after people who earn the money, Canadian government, who are not from Canada, who live another place in the world, okay? So you don't have to go to Mexico or Nicaragua, Panama, Costa Rica, Belize, one of those places. There's no need, you know? You can do a lot better right here, right down in America. There's a lot of opportunities with this, you know, inflation coming up, a lot of money in the system. So I would suggest you invest real estate in America where you can see it, touch it, control it. Something goes wrong, you know, you're right here. I would say do that rather than before go some other faraway place. That'd be my suggestion.
That's a very good point, but also, isn't there value to having a second residency? I mean, a lot of the Berwick and a lot of those other, you know, what the Nomad Capitalist and Escape Artist, a number of those other people, companies talk about all that. Sovereign Man, I think he's got his high-end stuff. So, you know, isn't it important to at least diversify in other countries to some extent, to maybe have a residency, to have foreign bank accounts or anything like that, just in case the United States does implode?
Jeff Berwick caters to people from Germany, England, Australia, France, Canada, the United States, New Zealand, everywhere in the world. And Jeff did not know about Field Law School at all until a year and a half ago. His audience did not have an option of, oh, I can be free, income tax free, right here in the 50 United States of America, I could do that. Why do you think Jeff started promoting me? He was so excited. Says, man, how come I didn't know you all these years? You didn't know about the option. That's okay. So now you have an option. And let me tell you something else. The facts are over half of the people who leave the United States to leave in these other Latin Central American countries, after a few years, they get homesick and come back. That's a fact. It's fun to go for a while, live in those banana republics with bananas and palm trees and coconuts and, you know, warm weather. But eventually you get tired of not being able to go everywhere. And everybody does not speak English everywhere, right? Some places you better not go. It's not safe. Well, we got that in America, too. You know, but... You can just come to Florida, Central Florida, and be right in America, have the same great weather there, you know, low taxes.
It's funny you say that, Payman, because I just got back from a long road trip where I put on 4,000 miles, and a big part of my trip was all through Florida, from top to bottom, out to Key West, all the way back, east side, west side, central, the whole thing. And it was interesting that parts of it, the Everglades and all those areas, I said, this is probably what the Central American countries look like. So I got that part covered. And then, you know, just got to learn the area. I think I drove through your hometown there that you talk about as well. I forget which one it was.
Brooksville, north of Tampa.
Brooksville, yeah. Yeah, I drove through there and a number of the other areas over on that side too, just scoping out stuff. So. To summarize, so that I got this, you know, so that I understand your point here, you're saying that instead of the Central American countries that people thought were their only option, after they learned that you can be free in the United States, it's the equivalent of that, yet you still, like for example, Florida has the tropical areas and weather and all that, so you can get the I don't know, the climate, let's just say, and yet still have the protection of the United States and still speak the language, well, at least in some neighborhoods, speak the language and all that. So keep the benefits of the United States and yet still have that Central American lifestyle at the same time and the mm-hmm. same opportunities. Is that
right? Exactly.
Man, I'm at a do-or-die point right now with my negotiating with this company. So that's... I'm going to have to think pretty strongly about that over this weekend here and talking to them, because I'm just afraid they're going to come back and say, well, with no tax forms, we, you know, we won't give you a loan anyway, and maybe that'll be a blessing in disguise, and then I'll just end up going to Florida. So I did like Louisiana down there, and that whole coastline was a lot of beautiful stuff. So I got to admit, there is some very nice areas to move down south. So you're right.
Bottom line is things change. I'm a look. I think I did a thing on Florida, state income taxes, state tax. Florida is, well, I guess I'll show you. Look at my screen, okay? Look at this. Type it on your computer. Freedom in the 50, number 50, 50states.org. Freedom in the 50states.org. Cato Institute. Here it is. Shows you the most free states. Overall, look at the bar. Orange are the most free states. Dark blue, the least free states. Look at dark blue. New York, number 50. New Jersey, 47. Right? California, 48. Hawaii, sad, number 49. Used to be a good place. But Florida, number one. That's overall freedom on the top left, orange. Okay? So you click on Florida to get more detail. You click on it. Okay, wow, ranking overall freedom number one since 2014. Of course, this is 16 is the latest year they have, unfortunately. But you can see Florida has been freedom for a long time, way up there, and number one now continuously. How about fiscal? Wow, look at that. Even for longer, been up there. Florida is one of the 8 states with no state income tax, right? Only 8 states don't have that. And Florida has more waterfront property than California. Yes.
That's because it's got water on three sides.
Waterfront property, a little thing in California. Because, hey, I live on the beach, on the sand. And, you know, I got to be. Yeah, no, tons of it in Florida. Lakes and rivers are plenty. See? So why live in a cesspool of California to try to be near the beach and all the smog of Los Angeles and San Diego and San Francisco area where there's no smog out in Florida, Central Florida, where there's always good, no traffic, no crime. Housing is incredibly affordable in the country suburbs of Florida. Lots of it is very decentralized. It's not like New York City, L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, dense cities. No, it's very decentralized, yet everything that you want is nearby. Okay? Look at Central Florida. Hernando County is where I'm at, okay, online. And then you'll find, oh, I didn't know that. There's all these options available. You don't have to go way the heck out there. That's what I noticed about 10 years ago. I kept noticing, how come all these companies I'm here, like natural company, health companies, are out of Florida, California too. But I noticed over time, the California ones started going down more Florida, because anybody's escaping California. So what the heck? You know, why be expensive California can be in Florida now with the corona hoax lockdown they got going on over there for over a year, and they're saying, work out of your home, work out of my home. Okay, I guess you forced me to, but why do I have to live in a $1 million condo in Los Angeles where I can, for half of that, buy a nice house and some land out in Florida and still work out of my home, right? So look at that. Sell your primary home without coming to Central Florida and the extra money you got there. That would be a better way for you to go. You come to the Red Pill Expo coming up in South Dakota on June 5th and 6th?
I very much would like to. Unfortunately, that whole day job thing already let me go on my road trip for a couple weeks. So I don't have the luxury to do that again so quickly. But I'm sure you guys will have fun, and South Dakota has a lot of the freedom that Florida does, but when I looked at the climate weather maps and how cold it gets in the winter and all that, I'm just like, nope, got to go south, not going over there. So,
yep. If you like the cold weather, South Dakota is it for you.
I don't like seasons, the cold weather.
Cold weather, South Dakota is the one for you. I go, hey, I know a friend of mine, that was his. I said, good for you. It works for you. For 90% of us, I think Central Florida is best. And by the way, Central Florida is, for the most part, hurricane-free. The most hurricane-free part of the state is Central Florida, by far, especially north between Tampa and Orlando area, for many reasons I don't get into right now. Anything
Absolutely.
Else?
There's a triangular area there that I looked at hurricane maps and saw that they missed that center part. And here's something else that just worth mentioning I found really interesting is right now most of the country, I shouldn't say most, about a third of the country is under severe drought. Over, you know, the whole West Coast is just, I mean, just extreme drought in some areas.
Right.
And if you pull up any of the drought maps, Florida has a couple small pockets of it, but otherwise it's pretty untouched. And so it's another benefit there because even if you lived in, you know, New Mexico, Arizona, somewhere in there, and you say, well, at least I'm not in California, right? I've got freedom and maybe Texas or whatever. I sure wouldn't want to be dependent on somebody else's water controlling, you know, my life, because what good is trying to have a farm if you got no rain or no water or anything like that? Whereas that, to me, you know, if you want to grow anything or have animals or anything like that in the future coming up here with all the drought and the water issues and water wars that they speak of, however you want to say that, Florida, that's another huge reason to me that at least the southeastern areas are much better off than the West, so.
Yep. Central Florida is the place to be. Between Orlando, Ocala, and Tampa area is ideal, in my opinion.
And one last question on that, though. We saw that Texas has always claimed to be free, and you know, we're going to stand up to the government and all this stuff, and they kind of backed down. They didn't do much. They caved into the mask mandates and this and that for about a year. And that was
That's
a bit
right.
disappointing. Everybody thought Texas was going to stand up. Well, they pretty much sat down. But the other part of that is we had that massive cold freeze come in and freeze out Texas and destroy people's houses. Now, some people say that was controlled, right? Geoengineering or whatever you want to call it. Well,
maybe.
Let's just hypothetically say that's possible, right? And that was some retaliation against Texas from the powers that be. My question is, do you think with all the wonderful things about Florida that there'll ever be any sort of, you know, retaliation against it trying does Florida have a target on it because the people want to be free, because the governor is.
They can't do it. You know what? Hold on. Let me stop you right there. When it comes to conspiracy theories, let me tell you, there's a conspiracy theory, the conspiracy fact. A theory is something which is not proven. A fact, conspiracy fact, something that has been proven. For example, Trump-Russia conspiracy theory is a theory. In fact, it's a debunked theory that Trump was in a hotel room with a hooker, they pee at each other. Well, you know, that's the complete bogus theory that has been shown and proven to be case. But the Federal Reserve conspiracy is absolutely documented. He was put through to look like a part of the government, but it's privately created and held and controlled. So be careful about this kind of stuff that people throw out there. Always demand proof. The way I feel in law school, I tell you something, what I do. I say, look, go there to IRS with 10-point instructions. Look, here's the exact word in a trade of business. Here it is from the government's own official website. Here it is. You see the definitions. Here's the word trade of business means. Performance and function of federal public office. Here's the Supreme Court case from Stemmick versus Carhart. Here's what it says. You know, that's the kind of approach you want to take, my friend. When people tell you about anything, say, I'm not saying it's wrong because I don't know. It may be. I just haven't done my homework on that yet. So until then. So But as far as that, no, they cannot do that. You know, the America is 50 countries in the union. That's why there never was or can be a federal mask mandate. The federal government has no lawful power or jurisdiction to do that. That's why the states did that. New York and California had these communist policies, and South Dakota didn't. Texas has been along for a while. North Dakota never had it. Florida let go of it pretty quickly. In fact, where I live in Hernando County, restaurants never have to close. Never. At worst, but there has to be a 25% capacity, less tables and chairs, and then 50%, 100%. Where I live in my county, I never wore masks to a Walmart or supermarket, ever. Never gave me any hard time, anybody ever about it. In Texas, you know, they still had the mask. But in Tampa, the big city, they had the masking in the city of Tampa, okay? County of Hillsborough, where Tampa is. So, you know, they cannot do that. The states are 50 sovereign states, you know, and that's the beauty of America, the way it was created by acts of nature or design and the way it developed. You know, it's true the federal government has imposed itself in many ways on the states, but fundamentally, America's 50 countries, each with their own legislatures, governors, judicial system, right? It's not like, you know, that's what makes America special, okay? So don't worry about that. And Texas is too hot and has high property taxes, just like New Hampshire has high property taxes, even though they have no personal income tax. Florida has low property tax combined with, you know, and low overall taxes and no, you know, state income tax at all.
Yeah, it was the tyranny part that really, you know, concerned me about stuff. And I got to tell you, on my road trip, it was wonderful because I never put a mask on anywhere I went, but I got kicked out of a store in one city. I can't remember. It was like Ohio or something like that, you know, some more northern state, but never had a problem in Florida. Even the Keys, I wasn't too happy. The whole Keys had their own ruling that all the businesses you had to have a mask and stuff like that, but you know that was more localized to them, and that was their problem for their employees. But otherwise, the whole time in Florida was just it truly did have more freedom. Now there's a bunch of stupid people walking around with masks who don't understand what health is about, but that's their decision.
Right.
At least it wasn't forced on them from from top down. So.
Right.
Any well, I've taken up your time, Damon. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Pleasure.
And sincerely, thank you for putting all those letters on the website to send to the Congress people. That was I just think that's extremely generous of you to do that. So I sent in my first three, and I'll be working on the next three packets. But just how you provide that for free to everybody to print off and send out, I think that's pretty cool. I think a lot of other places would charge for that. So thank you for making those available.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Well, let me tell you something, folks. I cannot personally handle everybody becoming a Royal Freedom Package member. You just don't have enough manpower to do that, okay? I want America to be free. As many of you can free yourself on your own, the better. We need the whole United States. Stop submitting to be the state. The system will collapse of its own weight, the same way the former communist Soviet Union imploded in 1991. I was there. In 1960s and 70s, we thought Soviet Union is a great, powerful empire, communist empire. You know, right? The biggest country in the world, such a threat with nuclear warheads, collapsed of its own weight. IRS is collapsing of its own weight. We're just going to help it faster, a lot faster. So I want to put as much of that available. And then a few of you who want to support us and want that support, then we get Royal Freedom Packages for you. So it's a total win-win thing arrangement. And I want you to pass it to others if you can, Perry. You know, the key is is to give other people an opportunity. They may be closed-minded, they may be full of fear, or they may say, oh, interesting. I'll have to look into that a little bit more and get back with you. We'll share our website, our videos, so more people join our quest for freedom, my friend. Okay, let's see. Any more questions on there? I should add address on there. No? Now, let's see. Atlas doesn't want Florida because they passed a law that made what illegal? Vaccine passports. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah, the governor said we're just not going to vaccine passports in Florida, period. I mean, other states don't say anything about it. They're afraid. But Florida said no. No. The reason Florida is a free state because Florida was a place where people escaped, Northerners, to be free. And so they escaped New York back in the 30s and 40s to escape from socialism of big cities back then. So it always was by its roots a swamp land that was too hot because there was no air conditioning until 1950s. Remember? So it was too hot. But people came for freedom and they grew with that freedom. So older people come here. Look, you know a lot more about freedom now than when you were 25 years old or 20 year old, don't you? Of course. You've grown up. You've matured. More wisdom and knowledge. So people come to Florida, they are not falling for the lies and deception that in a youth believed in so easily. So when they come down to Florida, they say, I'm not voting for, we need more government. Other poor people are going to die in the streets and the seniors will eat dog food. If we don't have all the socialism and all this stuff, because they don't go for that. Don't let the government grow. Okay. Because all the wise people get here. Understand? So if Florida has all these benefits to it, that I can just go on and on. I should just do a video on Florida. Why? I should probably add to the topic. Do you move offshore or come to Florida? Which one's better and why? Right? So I could do a topic on that one Thursday night. I will do it this summer, actually. Okay. That's it. No more questions online or live. Thank you, guys. I hope to see you all at the Red Pill Expo coming up June 5th and 6th in South Dakota, redpillexpo.org. Be there and share this with other people, folks. I give you my love, looking for freedom, and you'll be free. Okay.